McCall, evidence points to COVID lab leak occurring around September 2019 when lab took genetic database offline, hospitals were busy. By Ian Hanchett on August 2, 2021. On Monday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom, House Foreign Affairs Committee Ranking Member Michael McCall, RTX, discussed a new report on the origins of COVID-19 and stated that the Wuhan Institute of Virology took its genetic sequencing database offline in September 2019 and there is evidence of high hospital activity in the same month, and the Wuhan lab is right in the middle of all this. McCall said, "Relevant remarks begin around 2 o'clock, we think it's likely accidental. However, all the evidence that came forward with respect to the September timeframe, about the remediation equipment at the lab. We also have the CDC director and the Wuhan lab director voice concerns about the lab itself and the safety protocols not being followed. In addition, in September, the lab took their database offline in the middle of the night. This would be their genetic sequencing database offline, which shows they're trying to hide or cover up something they're very concerned about at that time. We also know that the World Military Games took place in October and about 9,000 athletes came in, many returning with flu-like symptoms. We have satellite technology that we've seen that leads us to believe that, in September, there's a lot of activity at the hospitals. And remember, the Wuhan lab is right in the middle of all this." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.